Hi, I'm Phil Newman, and welcome to the Impact Online podcast. We are so glad you're here.
Hey, church, we have called 2022 to be the year of seed, and I really do believe that God spoke to us about this theme, making it a declaration over you and over our church, that we would be a church living in generosity, that we would so confidently knowing the great harvest that God has for us, and that we would step up and take responsibility for blessing, sowing, and serving. At the start of the year, we announced that we would be receiving a seed offering, a one-off offering that we would give to a community organization with no strings attached, an act of generosity to sow, bless, and serve. A few weeks ago, we shared that in consideration of the significant mental health challenges that many people are facing, look, due to the political changes, financial changes, rising living costs, the continued exit from COVID, people's work situations in Australia, we'll be sowing this offering into Beyond Blue. Beyond Blue has been providing support and services in Australia for over 20 years. Beyond Blue works to promote mental health and well-being, to being a trusted source of information, advice, and support, and to work together to prevent suicide. Look, there's a few things I'd like to say about today's offering. Like all our giving, this is not about money. It's about obeying God and serving people. So I simply ask you to pray and give. For you, this offering may be a stretch, but obedient, faith-filled stretching is exactly what God graces us to do. So don't shy away from your stretch. You were made for it. You may feel that this offering, your offering, is a drop in the ocean of what Beyond Blue needs. But hey, remember that all seed is small. We're called to sow and trust God with the growth that follows. Lastly, for me, Phil Newman, this offering is a step of obedience. I felt God speak to me last year about this offering, and so I'm trusting God with this strategy. And I know that it's only in eternity that we will all really know the impact of sowing in this offering. I'm asking you to join me. Step out and let's see what God does. Now, all your giving will go to Beyond Blue. All giving today can be tax deductible. You can give via the Impact app and Push Pay, but it's important for you to note that if you direct deposit and want a tax receipt, you'll need to fill out the simple form today at the back of your campus. In 2 Corinthians 9, as we've studied all year, Paul finishes by saying that our generosity can result in great thanksgiving to God. This seed offering, your seed offering, will result in people helped, the church involved in helping our community, and result in great thanksgiving to God. Impact, I want to thank you. Thank you for being a church that gives and sows. Thank you for being a church that understands the power of generosity. Thank you for being a church that is bold and kind. Thank you for being a church that is faithful and faith-filled. I want to say a big thank you to each and every person for being a generous, Bible-believing, Jesus-glorifying believer. Amen.
Our lead pastor, Phil Newman, has an incredible message to share with us today as we continue our theme around seed. Now over to you, Pastor Phil.
Well, hey everyone, it's great to be together today. This is the year of seed. Today, a important day as we sow as a church into Beyond Blue Mental Health. I tell you, God is really using the church in great ways. I want you to grab your Bibles and turn to 2 Corinthians 9. It's our passage in the year of seed that we've spoken so much about. And today, I really feel I've got some revelation that would really speak to your seed, your ministry of giving, your faith when it comes to giving. 2 Corinthians 9 says, remember this, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Will you take a moment and think about your garden? Maybe you're like me and you would prefer to think about your neighbor's garden, but everyone just think for a moment about a garden. Think of your local rainforest or local bushland that you go for hikes or runs in. Not my cup of tea, but maybe you are a hiker or a runner. Think about the Amazon rainforest. Think of the hundreds and hundreds of acres of incredible rainforest. Think of every blade of grass in your front lawn, in football ovals, in parks. Think of every blade of grass. And as we think of gardens and rainforests and lawns, all of these things, every single one of these things began once upon a time as a seed. Some of these things are absolutely enormous now, absolutely huge now, huge trees, huge jungles, huge vast lawns and fields. All of this began once upon a time as a seemingly very small and honestly very easy to overlook small seed. Maybe someone planted that or planted that very intentionally. For some of these moments, the wind or a breeze accidentally blew this seed into that place and it took root and it grew something great. But all of these things, maybe even everything, began with a seed. Now, seed in its very purpose, seed in its very nature, is about new beginnings. Every seed has the potential, the power, even the design for a new beginning. Today I want to speak to you about the nature of your seed. You've been given supernatural, God-ordained, heaven-sent seed. We read in 2 Corinthians that God supplies seed to you and I, the sowers, the people that He has anointed and trusted and called to sow that seed. And He has given you seed that has been designed and has fundamental core nature to create. Fundamental and core divine design to bring about a new beginning. In Zechariah 4:10, we read, "Do not despise the day of small beginnings." And that's why I think about the Amazonian jungle compared to the single seed that started it all. Your front lawn compared to the single seed that started it all. Your local footy oval and the single seed that started the growth that led to that. You think of the end point compared to the really small, sometimes even accidental, small seed that began it all. You kind of can start to understand what we're told in Zechariah. Don't despise, don't overlook, don't turn away, don't miss the potential in the very small seed that you've been given. I would suggest to you that part of faith is remembering the incredible promise that your small, ordinary seed contains. The seed that you've been given, although small, is actually a new beginning for what God wants to grow. Every seed is a new beginning. Every offering, every shout of praise, every act of kindness, every response of faith is a new beginning. Every seed is a new beginning. And in the same way, it's quite sobering to think of that every unplanted seed is a wasted beginning. Every seed is a new beginning. Why does the enemy work so hard to make your faith-filled seed sowing so difficult? Why does he work so hard to bring poverty your way and lack your way so you won't get the new beginnings that God promises? Why does our flesh get lazy and distracted and proud and selfish and want to stop sowing? Because new beginnings need seed. And every time, look, there has been a shift in your life, my life, every time there has been a new beginning, a new era, a new season, it has always been accompanied by a seed sowing moment. Hebrews 11 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It says, look, it's not enough just to hope. God does give us great promise that releases and sometimes an explosion of hope, a sense of promise and optimism and confidence that God has something for us. But until there's action applied to it, until there's faith that gives substance, concrete substance and evidence to that hope, it's all just a great thought. It's all just out there, but it's faith that takes that promise and turns it into substantial reality. It's your seed sowing that starts the new beginning. Seeds are actions of faith. four quick thoughts today around seed sowing. And I think this may describe maybe something that you're going through. And I hope that there would be a real release of confidence and boldness for you in your faith journey, in our church, in this great momentum season that we're in. And my prayer is that even if you don't yet know Jesus, you'd be all the more confident to continue to sow seeds of faith and give your hope the substance that it needs. Number one, seeds are about new beginnings when you've reached an end. New beginnings when you've actually feel like you've reached an end. We serve a God of not just the first chance, we serve a God of the second chance. When we've reached our end point, seed sowing can always bring about a new beginning. I went to uni and I like to think I was a smart person, but I wasn't particularly good at uni. I got high distinctions in this, and I got distinctions in this, and I got credits in this, and I got P's or passes in this. And you know, someone once said to me, P's make degrees. You just got to scrape over that line to get that bit of paper at the end. But friends, if you didn't go to uni, I have discovered a new grade that I never knew existed. There are HDs, high distinctions. There are D's, distinction. There are C's, credits. There are P's, passes. And I discovered the PC grading. And I got a PC one day and I had to actually look up what it meant. You know what PC means? Pass conceded. In other words, you weren't good enough, but we're gonna let you scrape on by this time. I got below 50% and I got a PC. They said, all right, well, we'll let you keep going anyway. For all of you doctors and heart surgeons and brain surgeons and people with very important bits of paper, I really hope you didn't get that piece of paper with a PC grading. But anyway, I got some PC grading. It's like there's incredible grace that we're going to offer to you, Mr. Newman, that even though you weren't good enough, it should end here. We're going to give you a second chance. Lamentations says this, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Look at this. His mercies never come to an end. They are new. His mercies are new. His compassion is new. His loving kindness is available every single morning. His mercies are new every day. You wake up today, you've got another chance. You go through what you've been through, you've got another chance. You might feel that you've hit a dead end in your career, in your marriage, in a friendship, in your studies, in your health, in your ministry, in your faith journey. You might feel, I can't go on. I've reached an end. But if you'll keep sowing and you understand that every seed that you sow contains the power of a new beginning, if you keep sowing in your end point moment, new beginnings are about existing when you've reached an end. I want to tell you that God is a God of the second chance, and He gives people seed to sow when they've hit their dead end, where there's no way that things can move forward, and He still opens the door for you. And if you'll sow that seed in faith, if you'll continue to sow, continue to believe, God will open a door for you. God will just turn your full stop into a comma and keep your story going. We serve a God whose mercies are always new. In Jesus' name, praise God. New beginnings when you've reached an end. Number two, new beginnings when you've strayed. New beginnings when you've strayed. When I say the word strayed, you might think of a stray dog. You might think of a stray cat, which is probably the best type of cat, but that's a whole separate conversation. I think about a sheep. One of our household's favorite books is a book of the Good Kind Shepherd, and it's the toddler version, and we read it with Suki all the time, and she can recite this, but I'd like to read you Matthew 15 from our little toddler cartoon book. And it says this: there once, just think of calm, childlike music. Maybe we should put some let's put some fun music. I'm talking to these guys here. Let's put some fun music on this. There once was a shepherd who had 100 sheep. Don't fall asleep. He counted them all every night. One night he counted 97, 98, 99. Oh no, a sheep was missing. The good shepherd searched for his sheep. He hunted high and low. Finally, he found his little lost sheep. Come and celebrate. I found my little sheep. Jesus is like the kind, good shepherd. Amen. Hey, this 100th sheep, I wonder how he got himself into the trouble that he'd gotten into. He was distracted by something, maybe a bird, maybe a smell, maybe a path, whatever it was. But this 100th sheep, we don't know if he was a smart sheep or a not so smart sheep. We don't know what his personality was like. But for some reason, he wandered off. For some reason, he got out of the pack that he was meant, the herd he was meant to be a part of, but he ended up alone. But God is a God who goes after us when we have strayed. He doesn't dismiss you when you get distracted. When you thought something would be satisfying, so you chased it only to be disappointed. When you picked the wrong door to go through. When you've strayed, and you might feel strayed. How did I end up here? I've gone down a path that I wish I'd never gone down. I've gone down a road that I thought would lead me somewhere, but I've only found myself lost and disappointed, and I am that 100th sheep. Keep sowing. If you keep sowing, even when you're strayed, those seeds that you sow in huge amount of faith because you feel like you've strayed down the wrong path, keep sowing, and those seeds will bring about the new beginnings that you need. New beginnings are when you've reached an end, and new beginnings are for when you have strayed. You can never stray too far from God. Keep responding. Keep sowing. Your seed will take root and start growing. Number 3 out of 4, new beginnings for when you've messed up. New beginnings for when you've messed up. Psalm 40, I think it describes how we feel so often. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and he heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire, and he set my feet on a rock and he gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done. The things you have planned for us, none can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, there would be too many to declare. I tell you, our shame and our guilt from sin will try to make us stop sowing. The word teaches us that even if sin has taken you to a slimy pit, you are in mud, you are in mire, you are done. You have got to the lowest of lows, and shame and condemnation and the pain of sin, it stops us wanting to sow, but keep sowing. Keep sowing and you'll get that new beginning. You've sinned, so you don't get to praise, your flesh says. You've sinned, so you don't get to give, your flesh says. You've sinned and you don't get to tithe, your sin says. You've sinned and you don't get to be kind. You don't get opportunity. You don't get honor. You don't get intimacy. You don't deserve fellowship. You don't deserve anything, yet God, by his grace, he reaches down and he lifts us up out of the miry clay and he sets our feet on a solid rock, not because of what we've done, but because of what he's done. And you still have the seed of praise. You still have the seed of generosity. You still have the seed of kindness. You still have the seed of worship. You still have the seeds of service. And every time you sow, even in your messed up place, all of those seeds don't stop working. All of those seeds are still new beginnings that God will use to grow something great in your life. If you're a filthy, terrible, disappointing, broken, betrayed person, I tell you, in God's eyes, you're still amazing. You're still his son, his daughter, anointed, called, blessed, favored. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And when you sow, even with tears in your eyes, those seeds represent great new beginnings available in God. It's great preaching. Amen? Amen. Number 4 out of 4, new beginnings when you've run out. New beginnings when you've run out. We need to keep sowing when we feel like we've run out, and we keep believing God. When fatigue sets in, I got no more energy. When you feel like there's poverty, which I like to call pre-provision, but every believer needs to understand that. We don't go through poverty, we just go through pre-provision. My seed is on its way. But when you are in what you'd call, what the world would call a lack season, even though your word says that you shall not lack, when you're in a lean time, when these things seem to say you've run out, you've exhausted your supply, you've exhausted your options, you don't have anything left to give, the Bible says that he supplies seed to the sower and you still can sow. Do you grow? The word says, don't grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time you'll reap a harvest. And if you feel like giving up, don't give up. If you feel like you're 11:59 at your midnight hour and I'm about to call it quits, I want to remind you that God hasn't given up on you. God still has a plan for you. God still has a promise for you. Don't give up. Keep sowing. Keep believing. Keep your hope alive. Fan into flame the gift that God has given you and keep sowing. When you feel like you've run out and all I have is this pathetic, small seed, remember that everything great that's grown came from a seemingly small and insignificant seed. Don't despise your seemingly small beginning today because it will lead to a mighty harvest. Now, I want to finish today by reading 2 Corinthians 9 and we're talking about seed. I want to read it in the context of new beginnings and I hope this does something for you today. 2 Corinthians 9. Remember this, whoever sows new beginnings sparingly will also reap new beginnings sparingly. And whoever sows new beginnings generously will also reap new beginnings generously. Each of you should give the new beginning that you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves someone who sows new beginnings. And God is able to bless you abundantly with the new beginnings you need, so that in all things, at all times, having all the new beginnings that you need, you'll abound in every good work. Now he who supplies new beginnings to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of new beginnings and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your new beginnings will result in thanksgiving to God. Let me pray for you. If you don't yet know Jesus, I want to pray for you and I want to pray for us all in our faith journey. Lord, I pray for those who need to get their lives right with you today. I thank you that you have sown into our lives and you make grace, forgiveness, and peace available to us all. For people who don't yet know Jesus and today need to make that decision, maybe people who once knew you but have walked away, I pray that there would be a revelation in their hearts and spirits today that you love them, that you've forgiven them, that their sin doesn't disqualify, but their sin makes them an incredible candidate for your powerful and eternal grace in Jesus' name for us all. All of us need new beginnings, God. All of us, when we've reached our dead end, when we have strayed, when we've messed up, and when we've run out, I thank you that your seed provides us the new beginnings that we so desperately and deeply need. I pray that we would understand the power of sowing and the nature of our seed. And I thank you that there will be incredible testimonies coming from people who the world says their story is finished, but in you, your word says that they've just got a great new beginning coming their way through the power of faithful sowing in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Thanks for listening to our Impact Online podcast. We release a new episode every week and you can access all our podcasts and videos via our website. Visit impactchurch.me for lots of extra resources. We'll see you next time at Impact Online.